when Simon Shin Yud Ches, we're up to Beis and Gimel. Beis is still dealing with the halacha of Maisa Shabbos, whereas Gimel is going to go into the malacha of Bishal. Siv Beis HaShochet B'Shabbos L'Chola. If someone is ill to the point that he's a chola mesukin, and you're allowed a shecht for him. Bein shechola miyesmol, bein shechola hayom. Whether he was ill before Shabbos, so you knew about it, and therefore the animal wasn't mukta, or you didn't know about it, he became ill on Shabbos. Mutar habari lechol mimenu. The halachi is that a healthy person can eat it from it on Shabbos. Chai, raw. Aval hamavashalo, also shamalacha lechola, also labari lechola. We differentiate between shchita, where all you got to do is one maisa shchita, whether you want to eat a little, a kazayas, or you want to eat the entire animal, as opposed to bishul, where you have to cook every bit of it. You have to cook just what you want to eat. So, if you did shchita, the halachi is that it is now mutter to eat. Of course, you couldn't kasher it or cook it. It's Shabbos, but it's mutter even for a bari. Whereas in the case of Bishol, it's not mutter for someone who's healthy, because we're afraid that he'll then get them to cook more for him. V'im kotzatz peris min amachubra l'chola b'Shabbos, afilo ha'yacholim ba'od yom, os l'bori b'Shabbos, mishum shegadol v'alach b'Shabbos, v'esh mishum mukta. Whereas, if you pulled something off the tree on Shabbos, that's really mukta. Because it was mechuber, it was attached to the ground. So if you now detach it, it is mukta and it is also for a healthy person to eat. Further, with regard to bishul akum, we're going to see later that if a non-Jew cooks something on Shabbos for a chola, it was not necessary for bishul akum. With regard to anybody else eating it, though, that's already a different thing. But with regard to him, the halach is that there is no din of bishul akum on it. Siv Gimel. Kishem sha'asa levashal ba'ur. Now we get to the halach of bishul. The same way that you're not allowed to cook in fire. Kach also levashal betold osur, you're not allowed to cook in the second generation of fire heat. Kagon litn beitze betzat gedera, to put an egg on the side, the outside of a pot. O leshabra al sudur shuhuchem b'ur, or to break it on a handkerchief that was held over the fire and got heated up. Kadeshet titzole, in order to roast it. Vafilu betold oschama, not only told osur is osur, but even told oschama. Even something got heated up by the sun, you could not use it to cook. Kagon besudu shuucham bechama osur gzera otu toldo saur. Vechein osur latmina bechol or ba'avek drachim shuuchmu mikoachama. Anything that was heated up by the sun cannot be used to heat something else up. Aval bechama atzma kagon litn beitza bechama or litn mayim bechama k'deishichamu mutter. To use the sun itself is mutter. The halach is bishul b'chama is mutter, bishul b'tolas achama is aser. Chama is mutter. Why is that? Rashi says that it's not derech bishul abakach. Many learn that means that the definition of bishul is using fire heat. Rav Moshe wants to say that the reason why this is mutter is because it should have been a tolda. It wouldn't be the av malacha because it's not from fire heat. It should have been a tolda. But since it's awkward for use this way, he says that this is not a tolda. You couldn't learn it out of the av malacha. And mele bishul b'chama is mutter. Others say that the reason is because of shinui, and then they have problems. If it becomes the norm, it'll be aser. Now this is chama atzma. Toldas chama is aser because one is going to confuse toldas chama with toldas aur. So if fire heated up a cloth, you can't go break an egg into it. The sun heated up a cloth, you can't. The sun itself heated up a cloth, so that's told as chama, and it's still usher to do. It's only if you put the egg in the sun and allow the sun to roast it, only that would be mutter. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, where there are solar panels on the roof to heat up the water, so the post can have a shaila if we call that chama atzma or we call that told as chama. There are those who claim that it's chama atzma because the entire apparatus is harnessing the sun's heat. Others say that it's told as chama because the water that's in the tank gets very heated up. And when you take water out of it, new cold water comes into the tank. What's heating it up is not the solar panel yet, but the other hot water in the tank, in which case you're using toldos chama, something that was heated up by the sun, to cook in. Others say that since the whole apparatus we relate to is a dud shemesh, it's not something the Chazal made a gzera on, because we look at the whole thing as being something done by the sun, and we will not confuse it with toldos ha'ur.